Coach, before we look ahead to the 2021 campaign, where I know you have a lot of expectations, look back and just tell me how much of a struggle it was just to get your team on the field last year. I think you played 3 games in 11 days at one point. So 2020, looking back, was a struggle.
Yeah, I think some schools handled it really well. It really affected us. I think we got quarantined 3 times, and we never had a player come down with the COVID. It was always things that were outside of our control, our grasp, and it was super frustrating. And we had, you know, a lot of where we were junior heavy last year, and it really affected us as far as getting some momentum and getting some consistency and being able to come together. And you go into quarantine, and nobody can get together, and It was really difficult.
Yeah, but the good thing is you battled through adversity, and we have a new year here. So let's look ahead to 2021. And like I said at the top, there are expectations with Holly. Other coaches tell me you're one of the top teams. And let's start with your son, your quarterback. He had a good year, over 1,000 yards passing. So he's a leader for you, Dakota.
Oh, yeah. You know, something that helped Dakota was being around a strong group of seniors last year with baseball. We ended up winning the state title. Yeah. And, you know, winning breeds winning, and he's the kind of kid that'll do whatever it takes to help the team. He's definitely not a kid that looks at stats or cares anything about personal. It's all 100% in for the team.
And you have some other weapons around him. You're looking at the numbers from last year. Eli Ramos is back. Donovan Pacina is back to run the football. Then you've got a good receiver in Fernando Dominguez. So there's some other guys around your son that can score a lot of points possibly this year.
Oh, yeah. You know, all schools go through, peaks and valleys of talent and kids and things like that. And that's what was really disappointing last year is, we were junior heavy. Well, now this year we're really senior heavy with some guys that have, they've played, you know, they're starters as sophomores and they're starters at juniors, and they realize this is their last chance to really make some noise.
What about defense? Obviously some of the same names, but what are some other kids that are going to step up for you on that side of the ball this year?
Well, both the Maldonado brothers were out last year after a car accident, and they were both key players when they were sophomores. Well, now they're juniors, and just added a lot of depth. That's probably our strength, is after we have our summer weightlifting, and I encourage those senior leaders to get our better athletes in our school out. And I look at our roster, and we're sitting at 33 that came to practice today. So that's unbelievable numbers for us. Depth on defense, depth on offense is going to be our strength.
And you mentioned the state baseball championship, and I know in small schools or multi-sport athletes, they have to be. Success like that from the late spring this year has to carry over into the early fall.
Oh, definitely. I mean, just that winning attitude and the real beauty of our baseball team is we came together of, you know, putting any and all personal accomplishments were behind us. It was all about just our team playing together, supporting each other. And that really is carried over to football where, you know, hey, we're going to hold each other accountable. But on the other hand, we're supporting each other. And so right now, just our overall attitude is, you know, it's all about, you know, getting better every day and having a goal and doing what it takes to get to that goal.
Your baseball program, like all others, typically wraps up late May, right during the state track meet. This year, that season extended all the way into basically the end of June. I don't want to use the word hamper, but I will. Did that hamper any of your football prep for this year since baseball went so far?
Well, not really. We like to, you know, we like to give the kids a break after school and give them a chance to, you know, do some things in the June of typically that's basketball camps and things like that. It may have set our basketball back a little bit, but we typically pick up football in July, and those kids were, you know, banging on the weight room door and let's get out and throw the ball around and, you know, working out on their own. But, you know, I don't I don't feel like it hampered us at all. We typically go to a team camp, and what we ended up doing with our numbers being so high, we did a team camp here and had good competition with each other.
Yeah, that's good. Schedule-wise, it's a little different for teams on the eight-man level in the Southeast because typically we have five or six-team leagues. You guys have eight, and so you've got seven conference games to work through to get that automatic playoff berth, and your schedule's kind of backloaded, Honey, Fowler, and Crowley to close up, so that's a tough stretch at the end of the year.
Yeah, definitely, and we want, I feel like, you know, whenever I first began coaching here, we were just needing to get some wins. And then as we moved and progressed, then we tried to pick up with each cycle some better and tougher teams. And we played Haxton, and we played, you know, Sedgwick County in the preseason before. This year, you know, Swink, they're a up-and-coming program. I think they went 7-1 last year. So we managed to get them on there, and that Danny Hiltz really is a motivator. So right out of the get-go, we're expecting a dogfight, our first game of the year, and then we go across Akron, and they're just always a perennial, well-coached team. Those kids give maximum effort. So our preseason setting us up with those two teams, and then, of course, going into our league, I just feel like our league is getting to be one of those power conference leagues where we'll day in and, you know, every Friday night is definitely going to be a fight.
Yeah, and do you like the expanded league schedule? I mean, would you rather go back to five or six teams, or do you like that it's ballooned up to eight?
You know, I don't know. I'm on the fence, and I guess we haven't done it enough to really see. You know, it's good that we don't have to expand out and play Kansas teams or Oklahoma teams that we've done in the past. That kind of takes a little bit off of our plate and our RPI stuff. Again, I think it's good, and I think as far as our league, I like all of the coaches we have in there. We have some really good teams, and we support each other and kind of, you know, wish each other luck when we get into playoff time. But, no, I think it's good. It's probably helped us scheduling more than anything.